Well, it's not very often that you get a set and kind of look back in retrospect about something you put on. And Mark Davis, I guess the first thing is congratulations on a great tournament. You guys just came through the throes of putting on a big, big event. And from what I'm hearing and from the phone calls I'm receiving, it couldn't have been any better.
It really couldn't have gone a whole lot better. You know, the weather threw us a few curveballs there along the way, Terry, but it was great. Gene Ellison and Mike Alton and the whole board done a great job. Of course, couldn't have done it without all the fine folks at Gulf States Toyota and Enterprise and Aussie Oak and all the sponsors that made it happen, and the volunteers. I mean, this is, when you put on an event of this magnitude, it takes so much manpower. That's the part of it. You know, we're all, I'm saying, when I say we, I'm talking about the PAA board of directors. We're all fishermen, and we're not in the tournament business. Not in the you know, promotion and putting tournaments on. So this was it was a huge undertaking for us. All the manpower that it takes, but it all came off smoothly with the cooperation with everyone. We had to sit down and written a script and said we would like to see this happen and this happen and this and this and this. Exception of the weather. Everything was perfect. We couldn't have written a script and had it gone much better.
Well, you know that. Yeah, I want to go back and kind of in retrospect look at you. You did a team thing, which was the first. You know, you were able to weigh fish at Lake Fork, which has never happened before in a slot limit area. You were able to put together, you know, unbelievable security, unbelievable amount of volunteerism. Great entertainment went along with this whole festivity, and it all came together. I mean, I can't remember, Mark. I think I told you this before we did the interview here. I can't remember ever a time when I got 14 or 15 phone calls after an event that said, this was the neatest thing I've ever been involved with, and I did at this juncture.
That probably is the ultimate compliment coming from bass anglers, because as you and I both know very well, Terry, these guys can tend to, they usually do a lot more complaining than they do praising. That is quite a compliment to have that many people calling you up, and I can honestly say I did not hear one negative comment. You know, looking back at this thing, Terry, we set it up. This was to be a fun event, number one. We wanted it to be fun. So, obviously, Lake Fork's full of big fish. The team event, a lot of guys kind of scoffed at that and said, oh, I don't know, a team event. You know, bass fishing's always been an individual sport, and it is. But this was something different, designed to be fun. That we weren't, you know, accruing points toward any championship or anything like that. It was just a standalone event. But the purpose of it, as far as the PAA format of it, was to kind of get these guys to know each other a little better and get us to be a little bit more of a closer-knit group, and it did that. It did that. A lot of camaraderie went on. Of course, you know, looking back now, you see all the many different entities that benefited from this. Texas Parks and Wildlife, Toyota presented them with a check for $250,000 to help build a new fish hatchery. Our official charity, Catch a Dream, PAA gave them a check for $10,000. And here's what really made me feel good. If you only knew how many anglers went up to the Catch a Dream booth during the event, right there in the venue, and said, hey, I'm going to give you 10% or more of my winnings. And they cut them a check right there.
That's great.
And, these really are a bunch of caring and giving guys. You know, the world may not know that about them, but, you know, bass fishermen have big hearts. They really do.
Well, it's kind of funny you mentioned, you know, usually you hear the complaining part. But, you know, it was things like comments were made to me. This is the most fun thing I've ever done. I was able to talk to guys that I, you know, kind of split away from a couple of years ago. It was neat to get the FLW and BASS guys and take those boundaries down. I mean, those kind of comments were played over and over and over again in the phone calls I received. And I'm an innocent broker. I'm just a guy sitting out here watching it like everybody else was. And these guys are calling me saying, man, this was cool, Brownie. You should have been there, man. This was unbelievable.
I'll be honest with you, Terry. And, you know, I've been on the planning and working ongoing with this thing for over a year now, and it blew me away. Octagon, who is in the event business, they handled the actual venue for us. In other words, they set up the tents. They had the catering part figured out, and the skyboxes. And this, I wish I could just describe this entire venue to all of our listeners out there. They were air-conditioned, catered skyboxes for the weigh-ins and the concerts. This thing was awesome. I mean, and we did all this on a 39-acre field on the shores of Lake Fork, right there by the dam, and on the SRA area. And you know, SRA was great. SRA, by the way, is the Sabine River Authority. They were great in granting us, you know, permission to use their facilities there. It turned out wonderful.
Well, Mark, I got to ask you. You know, one of the other things that got brought up, and the idea of eating. And I heard that was phenomenal spread. Everything, every meal that was had, every dinner that was had, absolutely great food on top of it.
It was. Yeah, and I look back now, and a lot of these guys, we had 160 anglers, so they didn't know what was coming. They had not seen this venue going as it was going up. And our first meeting we had was out under a pavilion, kind of out in a country setting. And I had one of our members, Tony Sashery Seasonings, you know, his cooking team came up from Louisiana and cooked, you know, Cajun seafood and whatnot, and we had a great meal. And I'm telling these guys, addressing the entire crowd there, and telling them, you guys don't know what's getting ready to take place. I said, how many of you have seen the venue? And only three or four have been down there. I said, this thing is going to knock your socks off. You're not going to believe, you know, what you see. We had a good feed that night with Tony, and then at the venue every day, it was wonderful food. Everything from Mexican food and all this home-cooked stuff and pork tenderloins and hamburgers. And I mean, just on and on and on every day. I said, man, this is great. You go out and catch 40 pounds of bass and come in and sit down in a nice enclosed area and have a nice lunch. How much better does it get than this?
Well, you know, that's the way we ought to be doing this thing. You know, you laugh about that, but, you know, we ought to be fishing like from 8 to noon and then eating lunch. And then going back out and fishing in the afternoon, that's kind of what you guys did. And then, you know, then Scroggins and his team, on top of it, they whack them. They find a place that, you know, that's just nobody ever really knew about much, and they go out there and just catch a big bag of fish.
Oh, yeah, the fishing was awesome. You know, I think our team finished seventh. And first 2 days, I fished with Chris Byler, and we caught 82 pounds of bass, about, you know, over 40 each day, a little over 40 each day. You know, it didn't matter. It seemed like how bad the weather got, the fish kept biting. And I knew it was going to probably wind up being won by someone that found a school of fish, just like those guys did. And it was phenomenal. And the other thing that was great about it, everyone said, oh, it's going to be a blowout. And, you know, Alton Jones and his team, I can't remember all the guys, but I hate to refer to them as Alton's team, but that group of guys there had such a big lead going into day three, that no one will catch them. And here comes, you know, the winning team, Scroggins and his bunch, and they come from behind and overtake the leader and go on and win the event. It was great.
Well, you know, Mark, it, on top of this thing, you're fishing another tournament. You win a tournament in FLW, an event. In the interim, while you're planning and preparing, and, you know, it's been a whirlwind tour for you. And Mark Davis, I want to make sure that credit, given where credit is due, you gave the board credit, and you gave, you know, Gene Ellison credit, and you give all the guys that are working hard behind the scenes credit. But, Mark, you deserve credit, too, for what you've done here.
When I was asked to take over the presidency of PAA, and I thought about it a lot, but I'm the kind of guy, you know, if I take on a job, I'm going to put my heart and soul into it, and I've done that. I've had a lot of good people around me that made this thing happen. You know, I've just been this one little spoke in the wheel. But I'm proud. I feel like I have helped, been some of the glue that's helped hold the guys together as far as the anglers. I have better rapport with the anglers. I let some of the other guys go out and talk to sponsors and what, you know, do more of that business type stuff. And I do some of that too. But my job is to kind of rally the troops. And we've kept them rallied up. So, you know, and I might mention, you know, a lot of our listeners probably do not realize the history in our sport, and I've been in it now over 20 years. In the past, several times, Terry, we've had angler groups try to get started, and it's always fell apart. It's hard to keep them all on the same page. We've been able to do it this time, and I hope, hopefully, after this event, not only do the anglers see, but the bass fishing world sees that we are, you know, we're for real. We're here to stay. We're going to take things slow. We're going to do things right. We're going to be gentlemen about it, and we're just getting started.
Well, there's no question about it. Mark, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Glad we could be a part of it. We like to cover it. It was a lot of fun for us to do as well. And if there's anything we can do, you know you got it. And all you have to do is ask for us here at Bass Fan, and we'll get involved with you any way you need us to. And thanks a lot for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio today.
Good to be here as always, Terry. Have a great day.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.